Finally tonight, five-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter Mary Chapin Carpenter is the only artist to have won four consecutive Grammy Awards for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. She has sold more than 15 million records with a new album coming out this summer. She's also been attracting millions on social media during the pandemic with a special series. Amna Nawaz caught up with her recently about these difficult times and her response in song. It's part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Songs from Home. I'm here with you know who.
It's this kind of casual interaction that's attracted a legion of fans, old and new, to Mary Chapin Carpenter's Songs from Home series.
Angus.
Her online mini performances, which began early on during the pandemic.
Don't need much to be happy. Four walls and a roof overhead.
Carpenter lives on this farm, deep in the Virginia countryside, and has traded concert venues packed with thousands of cheering fans for the quiet, intimate, small stage of her kitchen, where Angus the dog and White Kitty often act as the audience. She shared with us the title track from her 16th album, coming out in August, titled The Dirt and the Stars.
Wild, wild horses, everywhere they'd ever go.
What's that been like for you to introduce new music into the world when we're all kind of changing or living in a world that's changed?
I wanted to be able to just do something to be a positive force. And we need music no matter what, so why not put the record out? I definitely still am scribbling songs, working on things. Ideas still come to me, of course. I've got a lot of time on my hands to think and to try to follow the muse.
The recipe for the Songs from Home social media series is simple. It's just Carpenter, her acoustic guitar, and a moment of music to reflect.
Heroes and heroines, scarcer than they've ever been.
Some of the music is an escape, but I should mention you've never shied away from the tough stuff. That includes on the new album. There's some political stuff in there. As a songwriter, as an artist, as a creator, do you feel that that is a responsibility to weigh in on those kinds of things?
Absolutely. I've never understood why people say, you know, shut up and sing, or you shouldn't put your own feelings towards the world, and you shouldn't use your position as a soapbox. And I've never thought of it as that. I always see it as I'm simply speaking to my own feelings, and I always have, and I always will.
To that end, Carpenter spoke directly to the unrest and ongoing Black Lives Matter marches around the country.
In these incredibly difficult weeks, words fail me, so I'll sing instead. If I listen and I cannot hear the music, if I try to swim the ocean,
she had previously addressed head-on her discontent with the Trump administration in a song last year called Our Man Walter Cronkite, assailing attacks on the free press.
And the sight of children in cages, while dog whistles stink up the place, everything's different, but nothing much changes. Our man Walter Cronkite would be on the case. I grew up in a house where every Monday through Friday, my parents turned on the television and Walter Cronkite was in our house. I started thinking, what would Walter Cronkite think, the most trusted man in America, being called an enemy of the American people? I don't think that we would stand for that.
Her own journey has now changed. She would have been on tour with her friend and longtime collaborator Sean Colvin across the country. But Carpenter is optimistic that time will return.
I believe that when it is safe to come back and gather again and hear live music, that it'll be just as important, if not more so, to everyone.
How about another song from home? What do you say?
I would love to play you a song.
Try to conjure up a night, just a minute of calm the air. I'm 17 in a car, ready to ride anywhere. Summer night sticks to my skin and beer's gone to my head. My arm hangs out the window.
So until the next time, you know what to do. Stay well, stay strong, and stay mighty.
Wild, wild horses.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nabas.
Everything you ever know.
Boy, is that just what we needed. Thank you, Mary Chapin Carpenter. And thank you, Amna.